Hi, this is Bernie Howard.
And this is Lauren Freiman.
And we're talking about Chicago hot dogs. Laurie, today we're talking about Chicago hot dogs, and we're talking about the biggest hot dog seller. The largest eatery of Chicago hot dogs in the Chicagoland area is Portillo's, okay? They've got 70 locations, including some now in California, Arizona, Texas, Minnesota, and Florida. They started in 1963. Dick Portillo invested $1,100 into a small trailer to open the first Portillo's hot dog place in Villa Park. He called it the Doghouse years later. Portillo's has become a brand synonymous with Chicago hot dogs. What did you think about the place?
I've been to Portillo's many times, and it is definitely, to me now, more of a chain. It's absolutely not a mom-and-pop kind of hot dog stand. All the restaurants, at least the ones that I've been in, and I've probably been in six or seven around the Chicagoland area over the years, they all pretty much look the same. They have toys and 50s kind of paraphernalia hanging on the walls, and they usually have like a bus or a train kind of a look for an extra room that maybe kids will go into. They have a drive-through, and they have tables to come in and sit down.
Okay, so let's talk about the star of the show. As we went there today for lunch, we asked the guy some details, the man behind the counter, and he didn't have a clue what he was selling, but he was polite. They serve a Vienna hot dog there. Talk about the hot dog.
Well, the hot dog comes in two different sizes at Portillo's. Their normal hot dog, and then they have what they call a jumbo. And the man behind the counter helping us didn't know what the sizes were or how different they were. So we actually asked a manager who was able to give us some details.
Okay, so they serve a number 10 hot dog. And of course, as we've told you before, that means 10 hot dogs to the pound of meat. And those are, of course, 100% pure beef Vienna hot dogs. Then they serve a number 8 a hot dog with a casing. The number 10 does not have a casing. The number 8 does come with a casing.
And that's considered their jumbo.
Yeah, it's a big hot dog. It was pretty big.
Yeah, and all the hot dogs are served on Rosen hot dog buns with seeds.
And I like those. Now, they also serve a plant-based garden dog. And I don't think during this lifetime I'll be ordering one, but they have it on the menu.
Yeah, I can't imagine going out for a hot dog and ordering plant-based. But you could be with somebody that, for whatever reason, they order plant-based, so you could still get your dog. They can get what they want.
Or just they're just boring and don't want to try a real hot dog. All right, the hot dogs are boiled, and let's talk about the fixings.
The fixings are just mustard, relish, onions, tomato, celery salt, pickle, and sport peppers. Of course, they have ketchup there for fries, but don't generally put it on your hot dog.
No, they'll give you a dirty look.
And the relish, I want to say, is a really bright, bright, psychedelic green color. Don't know what they do to that relish.
Okay, well, that's their relish. I like celery salt on a hot dog. I think it gives a good flavor. And not any of the other hot dogs places that we've reviewed offer celery salt on hot dogs. I like that, though. And, of course, you just said it's a seeded bun. That's a good thing. Let's talk about the French fries, which don't come with it. They're optional. What do you think about the fries?
Well, the fries were tasty. They're like kind of crinkly looking, but I definitely know they're not hand cut. I'm sure they came out of a bag from the freezer from Sysco or whatever food purveyor they use. They tasted good. I mean, they fried them in grease that didn't taste bad to me, but they're just not homemade French fries.
Okay, and the packaging. We always fight about the packaging.
Well, the packaging is just a piece of Portillo's paper, just a thin piece of paper that they wrap your hot dog in. French fries, if you order them, come in like a little French fry little container thing.
Carton. Mm-hmm. Little carton for French fries.
A little
fries.
Carton. And again, as you said, they're separate.
Yeah, they're definitely optional. They don't come with, as other places that we've talked about, in the past. In fact, all three places we talked about in the past, they're included. Portillo's is different. It's an option.
But Portillo's also has a ton of other kind of food you can order. So maybe that's why everything's optional.
Maybe. Staff was friendly, not real smart, but they were friendly. And let's talk about the elephant in the room. How much is a Portillo's hot dog?
Well, a normal Portillo's is $4.29. Again, that comes with all the fixings, but not your fries. If you want to order fries, that's additional. But the jumbo hot dog is $5.29, actually a dollar more than the normal one.
Okay, and for those that use their veggie guys, it's $4.59 for a plant-based dog, which I'll never order. What else do they serve at Portillo's?
Well, Portillo's is very well known now for their Italian beef. And in fact, I can remember a couple Super Bowl parties where we've actually catered in Portillo's Italian beef. So no complaint. I know this is a hot dog show, but they do serve a lot of beef, Italian beef. They have ice cream. They have hamburgers. They have chicken sandwiches, fish sandwiches, and they are also very well known for their chocolate cake.
Now, the chocolate cake is really good. There are rumors that there's mayonnaise in that cake, but it's great. It tastes really good. What about the vibe, the cleanliness of the place?
It's a very clean place. It's really geared up to have young kids, no matter what age. You could have a party in there. Just bring your kids for dinner. You don't have to be quiet. You don't have to be particularly neat. Pretty much Portillo's to me now reminds me of a giant chain. You know, they all look the same. They're all the same. The people that work there really don't know a lot about their product, unlike a mom-pop kind of place.
Okay. So let's give me your score for Portillo's then.
For me, I'm probably a 7.5. I don't think it's outstanding. I think it's good when I've got my grandkids. It was good when I had my kids when they were younger. And it's an activity in addition to somewhere to eat.
All right. Well, I don't know how I'd rate them. I mean, the hot dogs are good. The French fries were okay, but they weren't as good as the hand-cut ones I've had recently. The hot dog was kind of expensive for what it was without French fries. I'll give them a 7 also. I don't think they've rated an 8 or a 9. I think a 7 will be fine. And so that about sums it up. Portillo's, they do a lot of hot dogs. They taste good, clean place. But the fact that the French fries don't come with it and they're not hand-cut, that I got to have your good French fries. But they do have a seeded bun. So anyway, that's our review of Portillo's. It's about our Chicago hot dog review for this week. And thanks for listening in. Thank you.